This podcast relates to Chapter 9, Occupier's Liability, and the focus of the podcast is on an occupier's liability in respect of children. Section 2.3a of the 1957 Occupier's Liability Act provides that an occupier must be prepared for children to be less careful than adults. In determining whether the common duty of care has been breached in respect of children, an occupier is entitled to assume that parents will take reasonable care for their children's safety. For example, in Phipps and Rochester Corporation in 1955, a boy aged 5 and his sister aged 7 went to pick blackberries in a large open space which was being developed by the defendants. It was known to the defendants that people crossed their land, but they apparently took no action. A long, deep trench, which would have been obvious to a child, had been dug in the middle of the open space, and as he was crossing the space, the 5-year-old boy fell into the trench and broke his leg. Although the trench was held to constitute a danger to a small child, the defendants were not liable. Mr. Justice Devlin placed the responsibility for small children primarily on their parents. In measuring the care taken by occupiers, he said the habits of prudent parents should also be taken into account and that both the parents and the occupier must act reasonably. Although this case is pre-1957, it is equally applicable to the common duty of care under the Act. And its reasoning was applied in Simcas in Rhondda Borough Council in 1983, where a 7-year-old girl fell off a steep slope, which was situated opposite the block of flats where she lived. The plaintiff argued that the council should have fenced off the area to prevent children playing on the slope. The Court of Appeal took the view that the slope did not constitute a concealed danger, and the child's father also stated in evidence that he had not considered the slope to be dangerous. It was held that the occupiers were entitled to assume that parents would have warned their children of the dangers, and their lordships concluded that if the child's father did not consider the area to be dangerous, the occupier could not be asked to achieve a higher standard of care. The case of Bourne Leisure Limited in Marsden in 2009 concerned liability for the death of a 2.5-year-old boy, Matthew, who drowned in a pond in a holiday park operated by Bourne Leisure Limited. Here, the focus was again on the occupier's duty to be prepared for children to be less careful than adults. The parents first claimed that Bourne Leisure should have placed an effective barrier on the site of about a metre high, as recommended in the case of domestic ponds and schools, to prevent young children who might foreseeably wander off unaccompanied by their parents from gaining access to the pond. The trial judge rejected this aspect of the claim and accepted the reasoning contained in a written statement from an environmental health officer who had been concerned with the death of Matthew. The second aspect of the parents' claim was that in the absence of a fence, Bourne Leisure ought to have done more to warn them of the danger of the nearby pond and drawn to their attention the risks for unsupervised children. The trial judge had found that if the parents had known and been warned of the existence of the ponds nearby, they would have been alert to the risk of danger, and by failing to give warnings of that nature, Bourne Leisure were in breach of their common duty of care. Bourne Leisure appealed against this finding on the ground that its guests had received a welcome pack which included the location of the 3 ponds in the holiday park. They also argued that the firm had had the right to expect close parental supervision of children as young as 2.5. In allowing Bourne Leisure's appeal against the finding of the trial judge, the Court of Appeal said that although an occupier ought reasonably to anticipate that small children might escape the attention of parents and wander into places of danger, it does not follow that the occupier is under a duty to take precautions against such dangers. The court said that in the instant case it was absurd and offensive to suggest that Mr. and Mrs. Marsden were in any way at fault. A child may be gone in an instant, but it does not follow from the fact that they were not at fault that the defendant was in breach of its duty. The danger of the lake to a small child, should that child in fact stray, was obvious. The problem with attaching blame in cases involving young children can be summarised by the comments of Lord Justice Stanley Burton. He said, "This was a tragic case, and Matthew's death has been understandably devastating for his parents. A drowning such as this is every parent's nightmare, but accidents may and do happen to young children without anyone being at fault."